Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's keep going. Stacy in Oakland is next up. Hi, Stacy. Thank you for the call.
Hey, guys. Thank you. Love you. Hey, do me a favor, Shane. Hold my beer. You missed the mark. The Charge King. Who can be mad about him wanting to someday take charge, right? He's bought into the system. He's a great guy. He's a homegrown kid who wants to be the cream of the crop one day. Like, I just, welcome to Overreaction Thursday, my friends. He's bought into the system. You don't hear any drama about him. He shows up. He shows out. He's not the best at everything, but he's committed. Look who he's had as an influence. Kevon, Iggy. He's got Steph and Dre, and he's always up underneath them listening. When the huddle during the timeouts, he's not sitting on the bench just warming his knees. He's in that huddle. He wants to be a part of it. Not even one. He is. And because he is, he sees himself in the future being. I love it for the kid. Come on, y'all.
Okay, Stacey. Yeah, like, again, to me, this stuff, and I, believe me, the dynamic, when I said earlier I don't get it, I don't actually mean I don't get it. I mean, I don't kind of agree with it. It doesn't need to be this way, and I do think as we approach a week and a half when this season starts, there are going to be moments early in this season where some in the Warrior fan base are going to have to reacclimate, reintroduce themselves to the idea of rooting for people who have Warrior jerseys on. I don't know how long Jonathan Kuminga is going to be here. I want every bucket to go in when he shoots it while he's here. And if he ends up here long-term, phenomenal. If this all ends up working out, if they figure out the puzzle, outstanding. But there is this dynamic, and maybe part, actually, if you want to point to a part of the pod's quote that is actually the piece of the puzzle that should be what we're talking about, it's not the part about him saying that he wants to be the main guy someday. It's the last sentence. The last sentence is when he says there's a lot of other things than just skill that you need to be in that position. Reminiscent of what Pat Spencer said
totally
last week when he goes, yeah, there's a lot of teams around the league that fall in love with length and athleticism, and that's what they focus on, and those are the teams that are in the lottery every year. I mean, that's I don't think that this is a thing inside the Warrior locker room, but it certainly is outside it, and there's an underlying tone there of this isn't about, as you put it, the ha-ha.
Sure.
This is about understanding the culture, understanding the business model, understanding respect of who's been here and who's still here, and elevating them and falling in line for what this organization is providing to you. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree with that? That's up to each fan.
Right.
I think that's what they're saying.
I think what he's saying is you have to be more of a complete basketball player, and I can't help but think about Draymond Green, and I know you're not big on Hall of Fame discussions,
yep,
but Do you think Draymond Green is going to be a Hall of Famer?
I do.
Okay. He might be, and I'd have to confirm this, but he might be the first Hall of Famer to not average double figures in points, rebounds, or assists. I don't know if that player is in the Hall of Fame. Mm. You've got Ben Wallace, who never averaged 10 a game, but he averaged more than 10 rebounds.
Rebounds, for sure.
Dennis Rodman's the same. You may not have any player in basketball's Hall of Fame who played in the NBA who averaged a triple single, and yet there's no doubt that he's a Hall of Famer, and it's because of what Brandon's talking about. Now, Brandon's not ever going to be Draymond Green defensively or even offensively. I don't think Brandon's going to be a Hall of Famer, but when you think about Draymond Green, he is a complete player. Not a great scorer, but incredibly smart, an athletic player, an unbelievable defender, top 10 all-time on defense, and all the rest of it. And so that's what I'm hearing Brandon say. Like, if he wants to take the mantle from Steph and Draymond, well, you're not going to be the best three-point shooter ever. You're probably not going to be DPOY, but can you be a complete player in the mold of those guys? That's what I'm hearing him say.
Well, and listen, I agree with you with regard to what I see in Brandon going forward, and we can have and have had conversations about what we see in Jordan Poole going forward, what we see in Jonathan Kuminga going forward. But good Lord, we all got the right to be wrong too, right? I mean, again,
the team was wrong when they drafted James Wiseman.
Sure.
So, I mean, everybody's wrong.
Like a lot of people who do become stars, we didn't see them as stars. A few years ago, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was just kind of a nice-ish young player. MVP of the league? Get out of here.
Tyrese Halliburton.
No chance.
The guy who, slid. The Warriors passed on him. A lot of teams passed on him. And he was on his way in June to being the NBA Finals MVP.
Yes, he was. Yes,
and
he
so,
was.
And so, yeah, a lot of this, it happens in that fashion where Minnesota passed on Steph Curry not once but twice.
Yeah, and even once Steph got here, you could say that, we see this has actually got some legs. You didn't see this. He's one of the most iconic players who's ever walked the earth. That's laughable to think about. No major college wanted him. So, I mean, somewhere in this is related to our constant draftism conversations. I still think there's a lot of this out. There's a lot of it in the Niner locker room right now with the way people assess what's going on. Mac Jones comes in, wins 3 football games, and now here we are again with, well, he's taller and he has first-round pedigree.
Yep.
I don't
Big
care.
Arm.
I don't
yep.
care. I don't care. One of them went to the Super Bowl. So,
one of them won a national championship.
That's
the
correct.
Other one couldn't win the Outback Bowl.
Did he go to the Outback Bowl?
He went to a bunch of those second-tier bowls. I think he did. I'll confirm it. Take a call.
Actually, this is not just a call. This is one of the calls on this station.
Okay.
Phil, Mo, Mike is on the line. Hey, Phil, Mo, thanks for the call.
What's up, man?
Yo.
What's poppin', Tim?
Phil, Mo.
What's up with Willard? It's weird because, it's a couple things. BP is the wrong guy to be saying that. Like, you remember Bobby Jackson for the Kings?
Yes.
And I think he signed a contract with them. He was like talking in a way. See, the problem is BP is 2 things. He thinks he's better than what he is, and we all see like he got heart, but it's like, bro, you ain't really like that guy like that. Like, you nice. We love the hustle plays. But like, for example, if Jordan Poole would have said that, it would have hit different. For one. For two, BP is more like a Bobby Jackson. He's like a great player. Like, he's like a hustle guy. But he's trying to position himself as like the face of the franchise. He shouldn't have done that, right? To me, in my opinion. Also, think about this. When he talks, right, he talks him. He doesn't say me, Moody, and JK. He says, I'm going to be that. If he would say, you know what, we're all going to be there. Every time you hear Podzinski talk, he always says he's very personable. So not personable like trying to get to know you, but he brings everything back to him. Hey, this is me. And I understand the question is for him, but if he answered it a little bit more politically, I think people would take it a little better. Like, we don't like nothing against BP. We like to, reach, shoot for the moon, hit the stars, whatever the saying is. But, bruh, like, hearing that from you don't hit the same. Last but not least, and I just want to say this, it's very frustrating because the Jonathan Kuminga situation? Because we all know, Mark, you said this, Dibs, you said he's super intelligent. The maturity is there. Like, what he's been through, for him to not to say nothing and only hear, you know, something from the quote-unquote agent, I'm very impressed. The disappointing part is like, bruh, you have to kind of like pick up on what Pods does, and that's kind of like just listening. And then last but not least, me and Spadoni got into it, but it's like, the reason being, it's like, you got to keep living, bro. You got to keep seeing. Kuminga, keep working. You don't see what Kerr is trying to tell you, but keep leaving and keep working. You're going to look back and be like, damn, Fillmore was right. Steve Kerr was right. Now I see I wasn't doing this, but if I would have did that then, you get what I'm saying? Like, as you get older, you kind of see, like, man, moms and pops was right. If I would have did that, I would have avoided all this hardship. And that's all. I wish Kuminga could just see that light.
Fillmore, I love it. Thank you.
It's
Thank
great
you.
Take.
Well, I think what he's talking about, and this has been the problem, the whole word with regard to Pods and Kuminga has been opportunity. Kuminga apparently has not gotten enough of an opportunity. Pods gets an opportunity that some feel he doesn't deserve. And to me, that's what Fillmore's getting at. Dude, sometimes, especially early in your career, you got to do whatever the hell you got to do to create the opportunity. Then once the opportunity comes, you make the most of that. That leads to another opportunity. You can't buck at the opportunity that you have. And by the way, there are people in our business who do this all the time. Don't buck at the opportunity you have because you want a different one in that moment. You maximize the opportunity you have and you create another opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Pods does really well, and that's what Kuminga has struggled with.
Yeah, no doubt. It's funny because I had a conversation yesterday with a coworker about that very thing, somebody who is clamoring for the next while maybe not maximizing what they currently have. And that was actually my advice to this individual, which is dominate the this and then the that will follow. If you're complaining about this, hoping for that, that's never going to come because they see you grousing about this. I want to issue a formal apology to Brock Purdy. He never lost the Outback Bowl.
Oh, good.
He lost the Alamo Bowl.
The Alamo Bowl.
He lost the Camping World Bowl. And he lost the Cheez-It Bowl.
Oh!
His only bowl win? Yeah, Grandy. The Fiesta Bowl against your overrated Oregon Ducks.
Dude, he won the Fiesta Bowl?
His only bowl win.
That's the one to win of those four, except for...
The Cheez-It's a pretty good one.
Do you get lifetime Cheez-Its if you win it?
No, but that's the bowl where that weird mascot that is a Cheez-It.
Yeah.
So he's running around dancing, waka waka. But Brock,
he beat us in the Fiesta in the COVID year. It didn't count.
Whatever.
You sound like Willard. It counts as half a bowl.
Well, no. Did they only play three games that season and then go to the Fiesta Bowl?
I can't remember.
That's my point.
That whole year was, I mean.
You get credit for your championship if you played the year. You don't get to show up, play 6 minutes, and then be like, all right. We're going to the playoffs now. We won.
Stupid. Apologies to Brock and all the good people at the Outback Bowl.
That was nice of you. Hey, first of all, real quick, and we're not done. Stay where you are. 888-957-9570. Why does Pods piss you off so much? We'll go back to the phones. We're talking it out on 95.7 The Game, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the Niners and the Bucks. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The pick has been in tonight, so you know Giants plus 7.5 is Dibs' pick in Thursday Night Football as they host their division rival, the Philadelphia Eagles. There's one other thing that Filmo said that I would love to address.
Okay.
So he goes, hey, if Jordan Poole had said that, it would have hit different. My perception, don't get mad at me. I think Jordan Poole did say that with his behavior behind
his play.
I'm not going to talk about Draymond here, but Klay Thompson was the one overseas who talked about the need for Jordan Poole to get put into his place.
Oh, boy.
Remember?
Yep.
And I know it was tongue in cheek. But I absolutely will forever, to my grave, believe that part of what led to whatever was going on dynamic-wise in that Warrior locker room, this does not excuse a punch, but whatever was going on in that locker room was that Jordan Poole did want next. He wanted next. He wanted to shoot the technical free throws, not Steph. He wanted next, and he saw himself as that dude, and he made that be known. And that can be very, very frustrating and threatening to people who have achieved as much as Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green have. Does that make him wrong, right, or otherwise? Doesn't matter. That's not even the point of the conversation. The point of the conversation is that's the way I believe Jordan sort of positioned himself within the locker room, and it became problematic to the point where one of them completely lost his cookies.
Right. And
now, with real quick, though, with Brandon, understand, Brandon, he never said, about to be that dude, about to be my league. What Brandon said was, I would like to position myself to continue what these guys have built. I find that to be different, and you'll notice all of a sudden how much more acceptable that kind of an opinion is within this particular structure. No?
Yes, and it's beyond the words, and Jordan Poole never spoke it, but it's the way he went about it. And that, to me, is the old adage of actions speak louder than words, and we can all be mad if we want at pods. Who do you think you are trying to talk like you're going to be next? And if he is your best player, you are a lottery team. And I'll say it to pods, and he'll know it as well. If he's your guy, if he's your number one scorer on your NBA team, you're probably going to be 17-65.
Well, they're not great, yeah.
Right. I mean, beyond not great, and that's not disrespectful to pods. He's not that kind of player. And it's the same thing with Jordan Poole. How has Washington been doing with him being their number one? They are 15-67, yep. And it's the same thing. So for me, the bigger thing is what you're kind of describing. It's how you go about it. And Brandon, say what you want about his comment. He's going to go out there this year, and he's going to try to ball out for the good of his team and also for the good of himself, because at the end of year three, he's eligible for an extension, and Moses Moody got it, and Kuminga didn't. And now Kuminga had to play year four, and we had the whole summer of will they or won't they, and so it was a whole thing. But if you're pods, you're going to go out there, and whether or not he made these comments, he's going to go out there and play the way that he was able to get in the league. And he didn't get in the league by dunking on people and shooting 50% from three. He's an NBA player because he went from a bad situation for him to a better situation, had a great year, and has grinded.
By the way, the other part of this, though, that like there's a little bit of a Bob Fitzgerald drop in all of this. So what? So what? Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, Brandon Pajemski thinks he's a star. All of us don't. So what? Why does that represent something either threatening or annoying or, you know, out of place, all of those things? I've heard multiple people say, oh, it's okay for you to think this, just don't say it out loud. Well, maybe this is the media member in me. I don't almost ever have a problem with saying it out loud. Say it. Say it. Say it with your chest.
Stand on it.
Be who you are. And then the world gets to either accept you or not or feel a certain way about it. But, like, I don't find anything that Brandon Pajemski has said to be this, like, uh-oh, we got a problem in the locker room, or this is going to threaten Warrior basketball. If somebody thinks they're awesome and the rest of us don't, great. Great, you think you're awesome. Like, maybe you're right, maybe we're wrong. I doubt it, but okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's not... I don't think that this is going to get in the way of anything in the standings for the Warriors.
Of course not. And there's nothing that he said that is threatening to anybody. Do you think that he's got teammates like Trayce Jackson-Davis, and Trayce is thinking, hey, you know what? I want to be the guy to take the torch. How dare you talk about you taking the torch? I'm going to get that torch. And Moses Moody's thinking, yo, youngster, I've been here twice as long as you. That torch goes to me. And Will Richard, who I love.
You do love Will Richard.
The rookie who may not start with the big club, but he'll make an impact this year. He's thinking, yo, they just picked me. That torch goes to me, youngster. So none of that is happening. And the whole idea about the torch being passed is nonsense anyway. Think about it from Joe Lacob's standpoint. Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, they all depart at the same time. Is Joe Lacob going to go, all right, guys, we're not going to get any other free agents. We're going to go with all you pups, and we're going to have you learn and grow together for 3 to 5 years, and we're going to suck because the torch needs to pass to you. when these big boys are gone, there's going to be another best player who comes in and is ahead of Brandon on the pecking order.
Let's keep going. A lot of people want to weigh in. Red Reggie in Oakland. Hey, Reg, what's going on? Thanks for the call.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? This is my first time calling, man, and I had to get out on this conversation because I feel like you guys have made this discussion specifically for me. Look, my name is actually synonymous with BPH. Now, I'm not talking about the medical condition that makes you stand at the urinal for 15 minutes. I'm talking about Brandon Podziemski hater. That is what I am. I am the number one. And the reason why is because Brandon Podziemski is a Taylor Swift of the NBA. He is. He's a Taylor Swift he's a Taylor Swift for the Golden State Warriors.
What's wrong with Taylor Swift?
I'm upset all of the Swifties. When you look at Taylor Swift, you look at her and you look at the check marks. You say, "Hey, is Taylor Swift a better singer than Adele? Absolutely not. Is Taylor Swift a better dancer than, I don't know, Ciara? Absolutely not. But somehow she's grown to this media darling." And that's the same with Podziemski. He's like this local media darling / coach darling, but yet he's okay. Now, I'm not bashing Taylor Swift to say that she has no talent whatsoever or Podziemski has no talent whatsoever. But again, Taylor Swift is not a better singer than Whitney Houston, right? And you would hear a lot of Swifties say that. But that's my whole thing. My biggest thing is, when it comes to Podziemski, is he's a good player, but the media and the coaches put him like on his pedestal to make him bigger than what he is. And that's my biggest issue with him.
Okay, this is good.
It's a great call.
It's a good talking point, Red Reggie, because
he was referring to a benign prostatic hyperplasia, by the way, BPH.
Got it.
Which can have you lock up at the urinal.
Well,
but I'm just trying to, bring it home for the medical people out there.
I tell you what, I get that, and I get that he's calling BPH Brandon Podziemski hater.
Yep.
I will say, I think that a piece of his point actually, Reggie, I think works against you, because Taylor Swift is not being presented to the world, in my opinion, as a better singer than Whitney Houston or Adele. She is connected with an audience, though. Take it from someone who has a 16-year-old daughter.
Right.
There's an obsession there. That is not a media creation. That is not because Travis Kelce is with her. That is not because cameras show her at Chiefs games. There is a connection with an audience that literally is making mainly young females, but audiences around the world cry when they see her perform. And it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not she's the best singer.
Or dancer.
But isn't it interesting, I think, what's the word that I just used? She connects with an audience. What did Steve Kerr call Brandon Podziemski?
Yeah, he's a connector.
A connector. The coach, the media, nobody is telling anyone that Brandon Podziemski is the best player. They're simply telling you that there is a connection between him and the role that he is being asked to play. They feel like that is working. Dibs will give you a truckload of data that suggests they're right. Okay? This is largely the premise I usually work on when we talk about this.
Right.
They're not stupid. They're paid millions of dollars to get this right. They are not trying to create something for you so you buy a bobblehead. They're trying to win the game. And they're putting someone out there because they've got data that suggests that in his role, he's helping do that. Nobody's trying to make him your favorite player. Nobody's trying to do that.
And Taylor Swift is not the most popular artist because the media happens to love her and she's slender and she's got a now famous fiance. She's the most popular artist because she has the most sales and the tour and the downloads and all the rest of it. There are objective things about Taylor Swift that show you that her popularity is not a media creation. And, Steve Kerr may like Brandon Podziemski more than fans, but you're right, Mark. He's out there trying to put together the best possible lineups, the most connected lineups to go out there and win games. And I'm going to defer to him because in his time as the Warrior coach, he's won pretty often. And he's nice. Done it with a variety of lineups and a variety of players, and he's done it in different ways. And so until I see Pods play and them lose a lot, and if the lineups show that he's kind of the big reason, then you can start to clamor for him to get pulled.
Absolutely. Like, this, it's always interesting to me. This goes to kind of a core thing that I've always found curious, is when the public feels like they're being force-fed something by the media. And to me, it's a very chicken-or-the-egg conversation. I'm not here to tell you that the media, on some planets and in some angles, yes, they've got an agenda. I understand that. At the same time, when the public goes, dude, the media is trying to force-feed this, and I'll go, you understand that the media is driven by the data that you create. The media is not trying to make you eat a show. If you watch it, the media is going to go, let's give you more of that, right?
If you don't watch it, it gets canceled.
Thank you. Like, are the Kardashians a media creation? Or did y'all eat it up? Y'all ate it up.
It's both.
So now,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Okay, like they go away if you don't watch. So don't be like, I'm never, ever triggered by stuff that's out there. Do I watch Real Housewives? No.
Me
but
either.
I'm not mad at it because somebody is eating it up.
The entire Bravo network is built on those shows, and I live with a woman who watches every single one of them. And if she didn't watch all of it, along with millions of other mostly women, then that would no longer be a thing. And there have been many good shows that don't last because people don't watch them. And there have been a lot of crappy shows that have 8, 9, and 10 year runs because people love them.
What would be the reasoning behind that? I wish that Reggie were still on the line because that's the question I'd love to get to. What would be the media's reason or the Warriors' reason for force feeding you Brandon Pajemski, even though apparently privately they don't think he's very good, and meantime squashing the future of Jonathan Kuminga? What would be the media's reason for that? I'd argue Jonathan Kuminga's way more exciting. I'd argue he's way more marketable. He's all of those things. Why would anybody be incentivized to do the opposite? And please, I'll just address it now.
No, it's coming. I was just going to say it.
Don't say race, because the NBA is filled with iconic black men. So why would anybody want to force feed you the floppy haired white kid over Jonathan Kuminga? Why would anyone do it? Who stands to win there? Do you honestly believe that that is a piece of this? Or do you accept that the Warriors would like to win tonight's game? Come on. Really? Really? In a league run by LeBron and Steph for a decade and a half, why would anyone want to do that?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
You've got an owner who came in and got booed at the Chris Mullin retirement ceremony and had the hubris to go out and say, we're going to hang banners. But yeah, he would rather not play a better player just so he can market his floppy-haired white guy somehow. The most competitive owner we've ever seen, and a coach who has now won one of every three titles over the past 3 decades, and all the rest of the people in the organization, they are hell-bent on winning. And so all those things don't come into play. So yeah, kind of miss me with that part of the conversation as well. And you mentioned it earlier, this whole thing is not Pods against JK. To me, it comes down to like the people who think, who are you? Who do you think you are to have the audacity to think that the torch is being passed to you?
I don't know. He's a kid who became the 21st pick in the NBA draft and now has a starting role with the Golden State Warriors. Do you know where my head would be if that were me? You wouldn't be able to talk to me. You would not be allowed in the room with me. I mean, I'm kidding, but seriously, like, I don't know. Isn't there some achievement in there somewhere?
Right.
Can't we like that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
It's great that he is in a spot where he thinks he can be that kind of player.
Yeah.
And we, you know, all the stories about when he came into camp and right away he was, you know, telling Draymond this and that, and he's, you know, barking at some of the vets. This is the way that this kid is cut, and you may think he's too arrogant. Well, I'll go ahead and send you down to Kyle Shanahan, and people think that he's too arrogant. And so do you want, and this is where I shared this on the thread earlier before the show started, what is wrong with an alpha male, a competitive pro athlete, thinking more of themselves than maybe the public do? Isn't that what you want?
I don't know.
Don't you want somebody to think of themselves in that vein?
I mean, I sure do. We've all got, there's a CEO somewhere in all of these companies that, boy, that probably just thinks the world of him or herself. I never met Steve Jobs. The book says he's a complete jerk to everybody. I don't know. Sometimes, like, you know, how did Tiger Woods handle his celebrity?
Hey, it's Tiger.
Like, people, I think it's pretty easy to lose your mind. And I'm not saying Brandon has, but, like, I just think we pick and choose sometimes. I'd said this about LeBron yesterday.
Oh, my God.
We pick and choose what just totally triggers our faces off. And I'm like, it's pretty innocuous. This is pretty calm. Ooh, LeBron picked up golf. Jerk. Like, what?
Didn't he hold a decision to announce a new liquor sponsorship? Is that what that was?
He did. And then the first time he did it for real, he, you know, is he narcissistic? I would be if I were LeBron James.
Right.
Like, he, and then, you know, $1 million went to the Boys and Girls Club of Cleveland. All right. It can annoy you, but let's not demonize the guy. I don't know. It's just, it's like, it's, it looks like we're looking to find
agreed
stuff.
It's funny because I was watching, I think it was Pat McAfee this morning, and they had Baker Mayfield on, or they played a clip of Baker Mayfield, and he was basically talking in advance of the Niner game, and somebody asked him about the comebacks and this and that, and he's like, yeah, you know, a few years ago when I was struggling, I was arrogant, and I was this, and I was that, and now everybody loves it, and now I've got moxie, and now I've got this confidence, and I'm Captain Comeback, and he's like, I haven't changed at all.
Yeah.
When I was struggling, I was arrogant, and I was cocky, I was overrated, I was all these things, and now that I'm playing better, now I've got moxie.
Right.
And it's like,
oh yeah.
I mean, that really for me summed up a lot of what we're talking about.
That's a good one.
The perception of it, where, yeah, when you're struggling, you're supposed to be aw shucks and humble and keep your head down. And then when you're doing really well, don't get out there and beat your chest, because, you know, now you're being arrogant and you're being cocky.
Angry Vegan in Richmond. Hey, Vegan, what's going on?
Pajemski hatred is driving me crazy. If I told you you're going to be able to select a guy, you know, mid to late first round, who's going to have a better plus minus than every player picked ahead of him except for one, is going to lead the entire NBA in drawn charges, is going to have a 3-to-1 assist turnover ratio, all as a rookie, and they go on to do really well the second year, even with a plastic mask on, and then in the second half of the season, shoot like 43% from three after the All-Star break. He earned all the minutes he got. And if you read that whole article, he's just saying, I want to earn the respect of the veterans. I want to earn the respect of my owner because I want to be with this team. What more do you want than that? You know, also, you know, I hear, oh, yeah, he's unathletic, he's small. Just look it up. Everyone can look it up. He's 6'4" with a 39-inch vertical. For a combo guard, that ain't too shabby. You know, it's like, it just drives me crazy. And by the way, he's not only playing because Kerr likes him, it's because the vets like him. Because unlike certain, you know, shall I say, politicians these days, he is represented by the facts. And by the way, I called in the other day saying how much he led in plus minus. He's ahead of Kuminga in every advanced statistical category, not one. Plus minus. Win shares were for 48 minutes, defensive rating, everything. And that's okay, you know. And by the way, per game, he's played about the same amount of minutes as Kuminga, but he's earned every minute he's gotten. So, like, this outrage, I just don't get it. It mystifies me.
Yeah, Vegan.
Completely. Yeah, thank you, Angry.
Thanks very much. One thing I will say real quick, I want to try to really push against the whole comparison piece of, like, Pods is these are his number, Kuminga's these, because same answer as I said before. They play a different position.
Right.
They play a different role on the team. I think it's gotten, you know, it threatens to be a little toxic to keep comparing these guys, this guy's minutes, that guy's minutes, this is numbers, that number. All I'll say is if I just focus on Brandon Pajemski, in most worlds, this is kind of an underdog story that people should really like. A first-round draft pick that has got a starting role. In other words, it seems to have worked out. They found someone in the 20s or close, whatever it was, around 20, who they like. He seems to get more out of his career than his talent would suggest is what it should look like. And he really wants to be a Warrior, like forever. Those are characteristics that fan bases usually eat up with a spoon out of a bowl.
Yep.
Not seemingly the case here.
Well, a lot of it's conflated with the Kuminga question, and you're right. They play different spots, and just as you were laying that out about the underdog story, I was thinking about Jonathan Kuminga, a guy who was not born here, came to the United States alone as a teenager without his parents, and had to really struggle to not only learn the culture, but learn the language, and also learn to play basketball at a high level, and I think that his underdog story, unfortunately, won't be concluded here in Golden State, but you might look back at the Kuminga story, and it might be as dramatic, if not more dramatic, of an underdog story considering where he came from.
Kickoff show this Sunday, Low Neil Evan Giddings, starts at 11 a.m., and if you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, how about Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale? They really put it on, okay? And the Gold Rush girls are going to be there, meet and greet, photos, autographs, whole deal. Next home game is obviously the following Sunday, October 19th. Sunday Night Football, Lone Evan at Laughing Monk starting at 3 p.m. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium now. First come, first serve. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com. Sign up now. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Sorry about my dog. Hey, cut it out.
I don't know if we've met your dog yet, Steve.
Sounds like she's a stretch four. Got some size to her in that bark.
More of a backup point guard.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, we'll go back to the phones here in just a second. Getting text messages from seemingly everybody who works here at 95.7 The Game.
Oh, interesting.
Some of them don't have to text me because they're sitting right here in the next room.
Ha ha!
Many voices who all suggested, no. Don't start Jackson Dart. You got to start Mac Jones this weekend in the fantasy. And I hold this against no one because
I was wrong.
Yeah, this is my, like, well, we don't know that yet. My decision, so I own it. There was only one person who told me I should start Jackson Dart, not Mac Jones, and that was you.
Yeah.
Dan Dibley.
Mm-hmm. How's that working out for you?
Well, I don't know yet because I don't know how Mac's going to do. Maybe he's going to go throw five tutties this weekend.
Dart is Jackson Dart so far. He's not Jackson Shart, which is what he was at times last week.
Yeah. And Guru was...
Well, shake it off, Grandy.
Well, Guru, the fun one is Guru texted me about it, but he did it with Siri. So he said, I hope you started Dark.
Wow.
Oh no!
There are so many jokes there. I just felt like that's it. I hope you started Dark, and I did
Brett?
Not. No, I did not.
Lay off.
No.
Shut up.
That's the other one. I did start Wandale Robinson, and he's got one.
He's got a long touchdown.
Sure does.
The Eagles are getting their butts kicked.
They just scored. It's 14-10. 13-10.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That counts as getting their butt kicked. They're 7.5-point favorites.
Yes, and I took the points, Kukush. Yes, I'm more fixated on my anger toward you.
Why? What did I do?
It's what you do every Thursday, and I've asked you not to do it. No, I've asked you to knock it off.
This is a you problem.
No, it's not.
Catch your computer up. I don't know. What do you think? I got faster Wi-Fi on this side of the table?
Are you on? What do you want? What's your platform? What's your platform? Are you on Chrome?
Yes.
Are you on Firefox?
I'm on Chrome.
I'm on Chrome too.
Okay. We're on the
maybe
same thing.
Maybe it's the Apple laptop.
Yeah. Well, I have an Apple laptop also.
I don't.
Dibs doesn't. That's the point. Because he hates Apple.
Oh.
I don't hate Apple. I find it to be a cult.
I see.
The real issue
I'm
going to
double down on this is a you problem.
Okay. And that's fine. And you can make it my problem or you can just knock it off, because what's happening, folks, for those of you out there, is he and I are doing a show and we're not totally yocked in because we're both watching the game.
Where's the game on?
And we're watching other games as well.
We're talking. This is what we
this
do.
This is what we do.
This is what we do for a living.
And you're about to play ahead. And so throw your arms up. And then I'll look down 8 seconds later and realize that you were signaling touchdown.
This is exactly what we get from a CYO ref who, whenever somebody's up by 20, I'll let the other team catch up.
No press.
No pressing. No scoring.
Those are league rules. They're not my rules.
Don't be mean. We don't want anybody else to ever lose a game. We wouldn't want that.
This is like...
That's not how I operate. You need to catch up, brother.
Next time you're going to be in the dark or... And I guess you never are. Even if you have to be at a kid's sporting event, you're still going to watch it live. You would choose some red zone game over your own kids.
Long trip to the bathroom.
Totally. So I'm going to start spoiler alerting all you guys.
All right, I'm not worried about it. Spoil it. It happens to me. I don't know what it is when we're doing the show on Fox, me and Ephraim. I don't know what TV he's looking at, but it's a play ahead of the TV I'm looking at.
Oh, he's a play ahead.
Yeah.
You know what's really weird is
like,
when...
He'll be like, ooh. And I'm like, what?
What?
Yeah, what? And it really, because next week I got to do it during the Niner game.
Oh, good point.
So that they ruin stuff for me.
What's really weird, anyway. And I don't know why this is the case, but Red Zone is ahead of the regular over-the-air broadcast network. So if you're watching the Niner game and you go to Red Zone, the 3rd-and-3 play, you can see it on Red Zone before you see it on Fox or CBS.
Sometimes. That's not always. Like, I know what you're saying, and sometimes that's been the case, but lately it is not. I don't know. I can't figure it out. I don't know what the algorithm is, which TV, which network, which platform. I don't know what's going on, but I used to have that trouble, and now it's gone the other way around.
Yeah, not for me.
I don't know.
And maybe it's because Red Zone doesn't have that delay, and TV broadcasts are a little bit behind.
Right.
Automatically.
Right.
Maybe Red Zone, they don't have that built in. I don't know.
One more person wants to weigh in on pods.
Okay.
His name is Kevin in Pleasanton. Hi, Kevin. What are you doing?
Hey, guys. Just checking in one of my vacation rentals, one of my guests.
Oh, okay.
Hey, listen, I caught the tail end of what you guys were saying. And I just wanted to say, so my son coached the USA 16U Olympic team in Puerto Rico. He's now a college coach. He's going to be the youngest NBA or WNBA head coach. He's doing great things. And my other son coaches pro athletes and trains them well in football. So I just want to say, remember how Jimmy Butler said he left Miami because he wasn't playing with joy? Listening to this whole stuff about Kuminga, Pods, Kerr is taking my joy away from Warriors. And it sucks because you guys are all saying the same thing for the last 3 years. I can rewind this tape, and we're all saying the same thing about Kuminga, Kerr, We have no center, the whole 9 yard. Draymond doesn't want to play the five, and yet and still, we're still here. So until Steve Kerr leaves, whenever that day may come, whenever Steph retires, that's the only time it's going to change. And it's sad, it's unfortunate, but Steve Kerr's run the same offense for 7 years. The same offense. And when we get into the playoffs, guys, the true guys that we need to play are the ones that play. But we got to get to the playoffs this year. So I just, you know, fans, you're calling in. I know it's frustrating. I know it's frustrating for you guys, Willard and Dibs, because
yep.
You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. And you guys have to sit here and deal with the same stuff, right? Steve Kerr's got pedigree. We know that. So he said Jason Tatum. So Steve has a set way of playing, and that's the way it is. So I'm sorry, fans. I'm sorry, Willard and Dibs, because you guys are awesome. But this is going to be the way it is for the rest of the season. I'm out.
Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, Kevin.
I appreciate it.
And like, he's right.
Well, I want to remind Kevin something that we've said multiple times today, and I don't think this applies by any stretch to most Warrior fans even, but there are some. You're going to have to reintroduce yourself, if you're a Warrior fan, to just rooting for Warrior basketball. You're going to have to find your way off of social media. If that's where you're experiencing Warrior basketball, and you got 12 days. You got 12 days to get ready for a game that counts, and whoever goes into the game with a Warrior jersey on, you root for that person to make baskets and take charges and get rebounds and make good plays. And somehow work your way through pitting certain players on the same team against one another, and then box score diving after the game to decide where Steve Kerr was an idiot and what's fair and what's unfair. I'm with Kevin, and again, there's some responsibility on our shoulders for sure, and I can promise you that we're gonna do everything in our power to make this season about Warrior basketball.
Always.
And not about some sort of a side soap opera.
And we'll get into all of the details and the minutia from games when we have Steve Kerr on every week, and I think that starts next week. And what Kevin said, two things I think we all need to remember. One, Steve Kerr has pedigree. And two, Steve Kerr has run the same offense the entire time, and he runs that offense because it benefits the best player in Warrior history. And if you as an offensive player don't fit into that offensive scheme, well, then you're not going to play as many minutes as another player. And that's one feather in Pod's cap, is that offensively, he fits the kind of a scheme that Steve Kerr has always run, and Steve Kerr will continue to run.
Yep. Hey, great stuff today. I had a good time with all these conversations.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh,
you okay?
Right. Yeah. Well, Lucas is giving me sign language. Like, you have a microphone, dog.
Yeah. Real bad.
Yeah. Just like, what do you want to say? Good Lord.
I mean, anyway. You got my partner locked up over here.
He's over here waving his arms, going like this as if he was the boogeyman. He was giving me the HIV.
And what
he was like, what are you firing?
And
you
what's look, in the box?
Yeah. You look like the Emperor from Star Wars, like firing lightning bolts
oh,
at me.
Oh, boy.
What's in the box?
He obviously typed something that you're supposed to say or read.
Thank you, Dib.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
I, feel like, what's his name? The Stay Classy San Diego. What's the...
Go find yourself, San Diego. Ron Burgundy
Ron
is his
Burgundy.
Name.
Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
I just got to read what's in the box. No, we've got a... we've got the high likelihood of an unbelievable guest list tomorrow.
Oh, is what that's Lucas why would he like wants you to talk yeah. about it.
Steve Young and Al Horford.
Gucci.
On Willie and Dibby tomorrow.
Al Horford?
Times TBD.
So did you watch him lead the break last night? Al Horford?
Horford.
Looking like a 22-year-old
you
out
mean,
there.
Don't make fun of 40-year-olds now.
I'm not.
Okay.
I can't remember last time I was 40.
Al Horford, Steve Young on the show tomorrow. Granny, what are you about to do?
Wait, but there's another thing that you need to mention.
Read it, Willard. But
the thing is... Oh, Mike Dunleavy is going to be on Steiny and Gouda tomorrow.
Gucci.
And that one has a time. That's at 12:30.
All right.
There you go.
Reading is hard.
Well, the microphone bar is right in front of the box. I can't see the box.
Words are hard.
I'm going to tell both of you again, you both have microphones, and you're welcome to use
it. To be fair, I was telling Lucas, just tell him.
Just
tell
say
him.
It.
Good job, Grandy.
Say it.
Grandy was literally red-faced. He was laughing so hard at all that.
All right.
Meanwhile, the Eagles are on the move.
Anyway. Drew Bledsoe coming up next. He was on with the Morning Roast earlier today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Drew Bledsoe. Yeah, he was. He was fantastic. And that's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll give you one more.
Or you want me to talk to Al Horford and Steve Young by myself?
No, that's not happening.
All right, good. Good. For Dibs, for Gandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.